Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Pastor Carlos Kelly and BBC Worship, he will answer prayer. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have songwriter extraordinaire, Brother David Frazier, with us on Real Gospel. Thanks for spending time with us, sir.
Glad to be here with you.
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to let you know that I'm loving the song. And it's
appreciate
one,
that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So when Brother Dennis Cole asked me about an interview, I immediately said yes. And what is the, and first and foremost, tell the listeners a little bit more about who you are and your connection to the project.
Well, my name is David Frazier, and I've been blessed over the last maybe 30 years or so to write and record about 27 songs from Bishop Hezekiah Walker Love Fellowship Choir that I've written, songs like Second Chance, How Much We Can Bear, Power Belongs to God, We Made It, and of course the church anthem, I Need You to Survive. And I am the Worship and Fine Arts Director at a church here in Macon, Georgia, Beulah Land Bible Church, and we recently released a brand new project called Pastor Carlos Kelly Presents BBC Worship 2018, and I was also blessed to write 9 of the 11 songs on this record and produce it. And the new single, He Will Answer Prayer, is in radio now.
Wow. That's something else. And I do that because, you know, somebody who may have just found Christ last week or yesterday, they may not be familiar with a lot of gospel music, but they can definitely go back and they'll hear some of the songs that you just referenced at some point, and they go, you know what? Okay, that's the guy that I heard in that interview on Real Gospel. So now they'll be able to make that connection just a little bit. Now, you are in Macon. Now, my mother is a retired educator, and she used to work in Macon because we used to live in Athens.
Wow.
Well, I used to live in Athens.
I'm originally born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. But
no.
I'm a transplant from Dallas, Texas to Macon, Georgia. So I've just been here about 3 years now.
Well, how about this? Well, my mom is still in Athens, so I was just there. I'm in and out of there all the time. How about this? I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We moved from Brooklyn, New York to Athens, Georgia.
Wow. Well, Brooklyn, New York is my home.
Yeah.
Me and Bishop Hezekiah Walker grew up in the same church, Bible Way Church, Greater Bible Way Temple, 261 Rochester Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, right there in Crown Heights. And that's how we connected. And I started writing songs for him. And when he first started Love Fellowship Choir, a little over 30-some years ago, and now we've continued that relationship even up to now. So that's
wow.
The Brooklyn, the connection with Brooklyn gospel music,
yeah.
Timothy Wright, James Hall, Institutional Radio Choir,
yeah.
Bishop Albert Jameson is
yes.
Still alive.
Uh-huh.
You know, still going strong.
Yes, they both have been interviewed on Real Gospel. Yeah, amen. This is a small world, man, I tell you.
Yeah,
New Canaan world. Missionary Baptist Church right there in New Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, New York. That's where I was baptized. That's where I sang in the choir as a kid, all that good stuff. So yeah, small
wow
yeah. So when did you know, walk us through how did you discover that you had the ability to write music at the level, what happened? Give us the background.
Well, you know, a little bit about my story is I started out a church baby. I tell people I was born on pew number 13 at Greater Bible Way Temple in Brooklyn, New York. But my minister of music at that time was a guy named Michael Rogers, who's now a bishop and apostle now in Tidewater, Virginia. But he was the minister of music at that time. We had a lot of great musicians to go to our church, and I asked the Lord at a very young age to bless me to play music. So I started playing the drums, started playing the bass, started playing the piano, and then eventually started playing the organ and became one of the youngest ministers of music in the Brooklyn area for Bishop Rogers at around 18 years old, 19 years old. But his son, Michael Rogers, was a great songwriter. Bible Way Radio Choir recorded several albums on Savoy Records and on the old Tomato Gospel label, John Daniels label, back in the day. And I wanted to write songs like he wrote, so I started, you know, with little simple things and started writing I wrote the radio broadcast theme and the television broadcast theme, and when we had plays and special occasions, I would write songs for those. And Bishop Walker was just Hezekiah Walker at that time, getting ready to start a community choir. He knew I wrote songs, and we started, you know, writing songs from the very not the very first album, but the one right after that, "Oh Lord, We Praise You" album, all the way up to today. And from writing songs for him, I've written for James Hall, Shirley Caesar, Karen Clark Shear, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Colorado Mass Choir, Jonathan Nelson, a little over 130 songs recorded that I've written.
Wow, that is amazing. That really is. So for the essence of talking, there's other stuff I want to ask you about writing, and if God permits, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to definitely talk about the reason why you're here, and that's the BBC Worship 2018. So walk us through this project and the inspiration behind this, especially He Will Answer Prayer. Oh my gosh, that song, it speaks, just the title speaks volumes.
Well, I approached Pastor Kelly late 2017, going into 2018, and said, "Hey, you know, how do you feel about us doing a recording here?" And he was like, "Well, you know, do you think you could do it in a short amount of time and get it out?" I was like, "Sure, you know, no problem." And I had a couple of songs that I had written that I hadn't recorded, and got the music people together, brought some musician friends in. We recorded April 29th. We released the CD June the 3rd. And we've been kind of rocking with it since then. It's a very unique recording. We recorded about 75 to 80 singers. We also had our dance ministry participate, our praise team participate, and it's just a reflection of a Sunday morning worship experience. It has praise and worship songs, has basic choir songs, contemporary and traditional, and also kids songs on the CD. And I just feel like it gives something for everyone. And He Will Answer Prayer is just reflective of my upbringing in Brooklyn, what my Sunday morning was like in my early 20s, late teens, right there at 261 Rochester Avenue. And just something real churchy, something real Sunday morning friendly, with a real world strong message that if you call on Jesus, He will answer prayer. He's never late. He's right on time. He's never late. And if you call Him, He'll answer prayer.
That's relevant, because just the title itself, because that is almost a sermon, a message, because most people don't believe.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I was just talking to somebody on the phone not that long ago who was asking me about, you know, God and answering prayer and healing and things of that nature. And, you know, that is not just a topic for a message on a Sunday morning or during Bible study, but the fact that you were able to put it in a song and deliver it that way. My. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people have always, you know, and that's the thing about songwriting, is just like, you know, sometimes people may say the same things over and over and over again, and it's up to the songwriter and even the producer to take what people say over and over and over again and give it melody, give it lyric, and give it arrangement, and that's what causes the song to really have a lot of life and a lot of power. So that's all we did. You know, people have said, I even know there are songs that say, you know, if you call on Jesus, He will answer prayer, but I just put a different take on it, different spin on it, refreshed it, and made it Sunday morning friendly. So that's what He Will Answer Prayer is.
That is simply amazing and outstanding. So what other songs on this project should we be on the lookout for that are just totally, like, you mentioned some youth are singing. What can we expect from it?
Well, this record, again, like I said, it's kind of like an attempt to capture what we do at Beulah Land and Macon with all the different kind of genres that we try to give on a Sunday morning. But I will say that the single, He Will Answer Prayer, there's a great YouTube video against the song, recorded live the same day we recorded it, and that's on YouTube right now. You can go to BBC Worship 2018, He Will Answer Prayer. You can watch it there on YouTube. It's all on social media. But the next single off of the project is a song called Making Room. My praise is making room for me. So we plan to release that probably just after the Stellar Awards, going into the spring, along with a video and a full DVD of the whole recording experience from that night, just about almost a half a year ago. So right now, He Will Answer Prayer is what we really, really pushing that. And we've been getting a lot of good radio response around the country and sales response as well, too. So, but Making Room, which is the first song on the CD, will probably be the next single off of this project.
Amen. Breaking news. You heard it first on Real Gospel. So there it is from the mouth of David Frazier. So I guess quickly, and what advice can you give a songwriter, someone right now, because you've written so many songs, so much music? What is that process like? What advice can you give someone who is hearing the voice of the Lord in their head right now?
Well, I always try to tell songwriters to don't treat your kids. Treat your songs like the kid, like your kids that you don't want to play with the bad kids down the block. And I explain what that means. It's like I know a lot of people that write songs, but they're very nervous to share them. They're very nervous to let other people critique them. They're very nervous to share the music with other people, with other groups, with other artists, because of the fear of being exploited, the fear of theft, the fear of plagiarism. But I didn't start out that way. Every song that I wrote, I may not have gotten a check for, but every song that I wrote, I believe that it was written to share with people and to minister to people and to bless people. And if you keep doing that, if you stay on that track, you'll eventually hit the track where it becomes lucrative for you from a revenue perspective. But you got to do it because you love it, and you got to do it because you feel like what you have is going to bless people. And just begin to share what you have with people, because you can't beat God's giving. The more you give, He'll give back to you. And if you keep your songs in, you're not open and available for new things, for new ideas, you got to keep your hand open so there's a free flow. When I wrote I Need You to Survive, I was attending a small church in Brooklyn, New York, about 60, 70 members. And my pastor at that time said something to me that it's, you don't have to worry about being in a small place, but you do have to worry when you're in a small place and small is on the inside of you. So I've always tried to be as big and as broad as I possibly can, and not necessarily complain about not having opportunities. But every opportunity that was given to me, I always tried to share my music, share what I thought should happen. I believe that because I gave a lot in the beginning, I was able to receive a lot in the back end. So open up, guys. Start getting that music out. Let people hear your thoughts, hear your ideas. The worst thing that can happen to you is somebody get blessed.
Amen. I appreciate those words of wisdom. That even helped me in just other areas of my life. I don't know about everyone else that's listening, but you know what? I was blessed. So I thank you for that advice. So, Brother David, where can the listeners find out more about you, more about what you're doing, more about the CD project, the whole nine?
Well, the new CD, Pastor Carlos Kelly Presents BBC Worship 2018, is available everywhere. EndTimeMusic.com, of course, Beulahland.org, our church's website, all digital media outlets, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all Facebook, Beulahland Bible Church. Me, David Frazier, I have a website, davidfrazier.net. You can kind of check out music that I've done, music that I'm doing. I'm on Facebook, of course, David Frazier, and then David Frazier II. David Frazier Music page on Facebook, just by putting in at Dave's Lyric. I'm Dave's Lyric on Twitter, and David Frazier 1 on Instagram. So we're everywhere. Just put it in, you'll find us. He Will Answer Prayer. The new video is on YouTube right now. BBC Worship 2018, He Will Answer Prayer. You can watch it. You can get involved with what we're doing. Hashtag Yes Choir Music Lives. Hashtag BBC Worship 2018.
Amen. Thank you for that information. And more importantly, thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel. The one and only David Frazier, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for sharing your platform. Really appreciate what you're doing.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.